You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And you are officially on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me. As you always are on Fridays at 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, out here on the West Coast, on the country's most listened to internet talk station, LA Talk Radio. And we are live today, as we usually are. Of course, you can download this show if you wish. Go on to the full webpage. You'll see the archives. Click on that. It'll be all in there tomorrow morning if you like. Also, all my shows are... There you go. It's called Fading, Michelle. Thank you. All of my shows are on iTunes. You can check it out. The podcasts are free. And just type in On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, and you're good to go on your iTunes, and it's lovely. Any rerun, man, we have like 26 shows, I think, on iTunes right now, so that's awesome. Well, hey, everybody. It's nice to have you here. And my special guest, who I've had on several times before, who is one of my favorite guests because... She's not only a professional radio show host and really fun to hang out with and talk to, she's a good friend. Gina Hendricks. She's so many things to so many people, as we say.
And I didn't write that myself.
Isn't that cute? I love that. You are. You're so many things to so many people. Yeah, you are, doll. She's a relationship expert and professional matchmaker, by the way. Listen to her show. She's got a show here on LA Talk Radio. It's called Love Life.
No, it used to be called Love Life Makeovers. The new show is called Beyond Beautiful.
That's why we're talking about Beyond Beautiful today. Sorry.
That's okay. People know me from my old show, so that's fine.
Beyond Beautiful, which you are, and you're empowering women to be beyond beautiful. We're going to talk about
that means,
well. Okay, that's great. Now, like I said, you're the owner of, we call it an ultra boutique matchmaking service in LA here. It's called Exclusive Introductions. That's a good name.
Thank you.
And to her client, she's a concierge matchmaker. She's matching the most sought after bachelors with the most beautiful and interesting women. Okay. And the way I am just kind of putting it out there, to many single women, you're a coach. You're kind of a mentor and inspiration. You have clients.
Right.
I do.
It's the men who hire me.
Mm-hmm.
So the men hire me, and since women don't actually hire me as a matchmaker, I've started incorporating this other side of the business, which is coaching and mentoring women.
Isn't that how good is that? Because you can really help women sort of prepare and get their minds ready for and empower them.
Absolutely.
These wonderful relationships. So to your clients, you're a concierge matchmaker. To animals, you won't take on those men. No, that's just my own little sick joke. To animals, you are a best friend and an advocate. And I met your animals. You have beautiful dogs.
Two of my animals.
Yeah, I did. I didn't meet your kitty, did I?
I've got four cats at home.
I didn't meet your kitty.
One's a blind old guy right now.
Oh.
Yeah. But he was born blind, so he's always been blind. It's not being old. He's just old and still blind.
Well, that's right. But you're a good mommy. And I met your dogs, and they're my dog's friend.
They wreaked havoc at in your backyard.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We come in, and it's a party. That's why most people don't ask us back.
Well, you're welcome to come by, anytime, though.
Once you let the restraining order, we'll be there.
That's right. To the rest of the world, Gina, you're a straight-shooting, no-nonsense person. You're willing to help anybody in need of advice and guidance. And by the way, let me just put it out there. Your website is exclusiveinla.com. And all of your great advice, all the advice you're going to hear, you're not even going to hear all of it here because we don't have that long today, unfortunately. But all of your great advice and information can be found on your website, exclusiveinla.com.
Yep, that's for sure.
Hey, great to have you here as usual,
thank you.
Girl. Thank you for coming. We always have a good time.
We do. We're good together.
We are. Mm-hmm. And I think we help people a lot.
We do.
And so let me just tell people a little bit about your website, too. Okay.
Well,
you can read your blogs.
Call in.
God, yes. 323-203-0815.
Call in.
Ask any questions. Any questions.
Ask me anything.
We'll take
and
it all.
I'll answer it.
Any.
I'm not afraid.
That's it.
Bring it,
baby.
Afraid.
323 Los Angeles phone number. Don't let it scare you. 203-0815. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to be talking about not only your service, Gina, but empowering women and, kind of understanding why you named your website, not your website, but your new show, Beyond Beautiful, which I do. I really like that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's a great idea. So besides being the concierge matchmaker as you are, get a little more detail maybe on describing your company, and then we can jump into what you're doing to help women.
Sure. My company, what's cool about my company, and that's what I always say, cool about my company is that I truly am a very personal and boutique matchmaking service, matchmaking service, meaning that I only work with 10 clients at a time. My clients, they're all men. Some of them I actually just signed a celebrity recently.
Cool.
So now I have a couple of celebrities. Most of my clients are at the very least high profile. Well-known within their industries.
Yes.
So these are the most sought-after, successful guys. And it's not that they can't meet women. That is such a myth that I want to dispel. My guys meet women constantly.
I bet.
But they're flooded usually with just your typical, just that typical L.A. girl that can be shallow, just arm candy with really nothing else to bring to the table. And simply they meet those girls and all the time because they're just in Hollywood or they're in Beverly Hills. And you know, and those are the girls that just approach them and that just seem to be out where they go.
Right.
So my job then is to find a woman who is, of course, beautiful, an amazing body, but also has brains, has perhaps a great career or something just to bring to the table so that she has her own life as well.
Right.
And she's just not necessarily, you know, wanting to ride the coattails of someone that's famous or super successful.
So a lot of the men who you work with, they really want somebody who, like you said, has their own interests, has their own, probably, I guess I could say psychologically speaking, there's more self-esteem attached to a woman who has her own stuff going on, whether it's her private business, whether she's an attorney. She doesn't have to be an attorney, but as long as she has, you know, possible education, interests, a culture, enough to be able to really communicate and have a great relationship, have a lot in common with these higher profile guys who you represent.
As long as you can communicate more than, you know, just sign language or like a hoof on the floor, then it's all good.
Hoof on the floor.
We ask for a little more than that. Just a little more than that. That's the standard. Just a little more than that. No. But I think that the women that that I tend to try to find for my clients, I sort of base it on my own moral compass, my own intellect, and just who I am as a person.
Yeah.
Because not that I'm like the greatest person in the world. Believe me, you can ask guys I've dated. I am not. But what I can tell you is that I've lived in LA since 89, and for some reason, and I don't know why, I've remained pretty grounded and somewhat normal in comparison to a lot of women who have lived in LA this length of time and they get into their 40s, get a little wacky. Get a little too much work done, a little crazy. So I have remained pretty normal. I don't know why. I think it's because of the jobs I had. I think being a flight attendant and then working as a costume designer.
That's right.
And working in production. Those are actually really normal professions. So even though I lived in LA, I've had fairly normal professions. And so I think that that's kept me grounded. And so I look for grounded women.
That's right.
My guys, I'm not going to lie to you. They want the most beautiful woman they can find.
Right.
Great bodies. But they really do want them grounded and sane. And they are out there. They are out there. They're just not, you know, they're not everywhere. You've got to really look hard. And, you know.
Yeah. And maybe these women you're talking about, too, they're more low profile as well. Because they're not going to be spreading all their information online. Well, they might, let's just say, on online services, which a lot of my clients do.
I find a lot of great girls online, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
To meet guys, but it's very difficult because there's that screening process. And we talked about this last time, that difference between online, you know, dating and your kind of service for men and helping women.
Well, yeah, my guys wouldn't go on an online site right. because they're private.
They want to keep it on the down low.
They
really.
Have to keep themselves a little bit anonymous, mm-hmm. if you will. So I have to find the girls. I screen them. And then, you know, I don't let people – it's interesting. I don't know if we've talked about this. I don't let people email or talk on the phone before the date.
Good.
So none of that happens. I actually just set people up.
Uh-huh.
I ask them to take a leap of faith. They
yes.
meet at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And then they go. They get to know each other. They share a meal. And then afterwards they report back to me, Gina, I liked him, I'd like to see him again, or I
right.
didn't like him, or whatever it is, they
right.
can be totally honest with me.
Right.
But I find that by just cutting out the emailing and mm-hmm. the phone calls and mm-hmm. just having them meet, they mm-hmm. kind of go with more of an open mind.
Sure.
Because sometimes when you get into that phone call, it becomes phone tag, oh, he didn't call me back soon enough, I haven't
yeah,
heard from him.
That's ridiculous.
All this crap. So
yeah.
I just need them to meet, see if there's a connection. So
right.
that's what I do.
Do you tell each other about their interests and sort of
sure.
why you selected them for each other before they go out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And what also is really important, and the girls, I think, don't fully understand this, but they really need to know this, that I don't have the ultimate say on
right.
who my client goes out with. So
right.
a lot of times I'll find a beautiful girl. I think she's awesome. I think she's awesome. And so I recommend mm-hmm. her to my mm-hmm. client, tell him about her. He usually will view a photo because my clients get to see photos.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's not the other way around, but usually my clients
mm-hmm.
get to see photos.
Okay.
I know, life's not fair. But anyway, and so for whatever reason, I don't know what the psychological reason is
mm-hmm.
when they say, Gina, I don't think I want to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
She might remind them of a girl he dated in high school that
right.
blew him off, or she, who knows what
yeah.
the deal is. You know, because they're limited in their honesty with me. I mean, they're honest, but they'll be like, yeah, there's something in her eyes I just don't like. Who knows what it is?
Yeah.
So then I don't end up setting the girl up with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my fault. These girls don't know how hard behind the scenes I am campaigning
right.
for that date for them. I
right.
want them to
right.
go out with every
right.
great guy. I want these girls to meet somebody fabulous. But ultimately, my responsibility is to my client. And,
yes.
you know, if my client vetoes my recommendation, there's nothing I can do about it.
Exactly.
Some of the girls, I think, get a little upset with me
uh-huh.
and feel like I've kind of let them down. And, you know, and believe me, I get bummed out when my client says no to somebody that I think is great.
Right.
But,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, we all have free will here.
Exactly. And you've already informed them about who they're going out with and a little bit about them and what
the
they do.
And all about the guys.
Right,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's sort of they need to take over from there in terms of you know, whatever, the personality quirks they're picking up or some
yes.
of the keywords that they're hearing that
exactly.
are like, ooh, I don't like that, you know, or
right.
it's their deal. So, and it's kind of like, it's sad that you have, do you think a lot after you've set somebody up? Are you thinking, oh my gosh, I hope the date goes well tonight?
Oh, I'm
are
always.
Are you really perseverating on,
my
oh,
God.
Wow, I
yes.
hope
this. Always.
Do they text you during
hand.
The date?
Not during the date,
yeah.
but usually right afterwards.
Okay.
A lot of times, and you know, it's usually the girls will connect with me first.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm sitting there with my phone waiting to hear, and the girls will usually call me or text me and
yeah.
tell me how it went. And then I usually call the guys,
yeah.
and I'm like, so how'd it go? And they
right.
go, how did you know my day was already over? And I said, well, I have some inside information
Let's be
from
honest.
The ladies.
That's right. If I told you about my
yes,
spies,
I'd
have to kill you.
Exactly. I was
I have
there
people
watching.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's what I do.
So, yes, I'm always yeah. sitting there
yeah.
anxiously awaiting
yes.
how to hear how the date went, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Good. And
most
you have good, I know
good.
You have good percentage rates. You've told me about
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Yeah.
I would say nine times out of 10, if not
mm-hmm.
8 times out of 10,
mm-hmm.
it's a successful date and they
that's
want to
great.
See each other again.
Oh, that's great.
But that's because I know my clients so well
mm-hmm.
and I know their
yeah.
taste and
yeah.
I'm, we're on the same page.
Exactly.
And that's the benefit of working with such a small group of people.
What,
that's why.
What do you think from your experience in interviewing gentlemen? We're going to go with the guys
mm-hmm.
right now.
Okay.
What do you think are some of the biggest fears that some of your clients have about women that they may meet or have met in terms of getting into a relationship or continual dating with them?
Fears.
Uh-huh.
Let me think. Well, I think sometimes I hear that I've heard everything from,
mm-hmm.
you know, she seems like she parties too much.
Aha. Uh-huh.
To she seems a little flaky.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, she really doesn't seem to have much of a life going on. Or
right.
the other side, or she just seems too busy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
I hear both things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those are the things I hear. In terms of fears, I think that they probably fear rejection just like everybody else.
Sure.
and they fear hurting women just mm-hmm. like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that's what my guys are, you know, I get the inside scoop from them. And having this business has really showed me that, you know, guys are way more sensitive than
yes.
I had ever imagined before.
How nice.
I had this business. Yeah.
Isn't that enlightening?
Yeah, so I'm very protective of
yes.
them.
And that's also why I know that, you know, you are really good at what you do, because you are sensitive to people and you have an open mind. We encourage you to call in at 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. If you have a question or comment or whatever, for my guest, Gina Hendricks, the relationship expert, founder of Exclusive Introductions, and, of course, her L.A. Talk Radio show every Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the morning here.
No, it's not.
Oh, what day do you have it changed? Why don't I have this information?
Because you didn't do your research.
I did. I clicked on your website. And
oh,
it says,
because I haven't updated it
oh,
yet.
Oh, okay.
I see. Okay, let me clarify.
I'm not going
you know
to
what?
Blame.
Thank you for reminding me. I'll get Ronan to fix that.
Ronan.
So now my show is called Beyond Beautiful Gina
yes.
Hendricks. It is on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. in the evening. Pacific
now
Standard
you know
Time.
What?
So now you know
that's
where to find me.
That's great listening. That's a perfect time for listening.
Well, you know, last night I had on a girl who was a 29-year-old virgin, and we had a lot of callers call in.
Yes.
It was exciting. So I don't know if more people call in the evening, because when I used to have the show during the day, no one really ever called in. So, but last night I had to cut them off because
yes.
there were too many calling in and we couldn't talk. You know, once you click in
yes,
on a caller.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Time, so.
You know, I bet that's a great time. Because people are hanging out at their computers. They're doing all their after-work stuff.
Yes.
They're doing all their catching up communications and what.
So far, so
all that
good.
Stuff.
Two
good
shows.
Good for you, girl.
Two shows
wow,
in the can,
you've been
so.
Doing it for so long. You're a great radio host anyway, so you have.
So what I've noticed, though, mm-hmm. about the women, I'd mm-hmm. like to say, just lately especially, mm-hmm. is that, you know, so many great, amazing women mm-hmm. Who seem so fabulous, right?
Yeah.
Only do you see their side of crazy when they get into a relationship with a guy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And
exactly.
And I've been trying to talk to a lot of women about this lately because it's just a mistake they make. Like, all of a sudden, this fabulous woman mm-hmm. starts seeing this guy that she's really into, mm-hmm. and then she becomes like a 12-year-old girl again.
Mm-hmm.
Needy, paranoid, mm-hmm. you know, complaining, obsessed, you know, mm-hmm. all these mm-hmm. things that when before she was in a relationship.
Right.
And I've known so many girls like this. I had a girlfriend several years ago who was like the coolest,
yeah.
most amazing girl.
Right.
She gets with this guy.
Right.
Who is so dysfunctional, and all of a sudden,
yeah.
she's like a wreck. And
aww.
You're thinking,
yeah.
well, you used to be so awesome before you got with this guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, I just advise women not to pull out the crazy card when they get in a relationship with a guy.
Right.
Why do they do that?
Well, I was just going to ask you, but what
well,
I see
you're
some...
the doctor. Well,
okay, baby.
I'm on the couch, but I'm asking you.
Okay, here we go. Sometimes, you know, of course, we repeat our relationships from the past. If we have dysfunctional relationships with our dads, or moms, that's all we learn is our moms may model being dependent as they did, you know, with our dads.
Mm-hmm.
They may model, oh, I have to be the poor victim because that's how I get attention. Maybe that's they haven't gotten that, you know, empowering thing yet because of, you know, the environment that they had. Maybe it worked in the past because they watched other young women going through middle school and then high school and college or whatever. And then out in the career that if you, you know, a lot of women in the workplace, if you play that, you know, kind of, oh, I'm so helpless. And I, and what the crazy role, you know, if you step down a little bit, you know, that works sometimes,
well,
which it does, but you're going to, you know, that's the codependent personality. And then you're going to attract someone who's probably a narcissist or stronger.
Right.
You know,
interesting. It's funny because, see, a lot of the girls that are in my database become mm-hmm. my friends, mm-hmm. right? And this is a very complicated situation.
Yes, it is.
Perhaps
I bet.
You can advise me on that.
Okay. All right.
Because it could potentially happen with the therapist as well.
Yeah.
So basically, a lot of the girls that are in my database become mm-hmm. girlfriends because they're good girls and they're single.
Absolutely.
And I'm single. And who else am I going to hang out with?
That's
that
right.
Are single women. Well, I think they're so great, but then I end up setting them up with my clients, and then the girls end up putting me in the middle. Like, then they continue to talk to me like I'm a girlfriend,
boy.
But complaining, you know, about my client to me.
Right.
And I've really had to, like, say, I can't talk. I'm your friend.
Right.
But when it comes to talking shit about my client,
this is my business.
I can't do that.
You have to draw boundaries. And that's what makes it tough. It's not personal.
No.
It's just drawing boundaries. Yeah.
So, like, as a therapist, it seems like people would just kind of, if you and I were girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
then you would be my go-to person
yeah.
for like my therapy. And so it must be like that. Is it like that for you?
Sometimes. I don't have a lot of girlfriends who do. Mm. A couple of my friends are psychologists already and therapists because I'm in that community. So they say things, or they tell me about their issues or whatever, and we can share both of our issues, and I get therapy from them and they get therapy from me or whatever.
Got it.
Or not. But some of my other friends, they're successful people. They ask advice, but I ask advice to them too.
Sure.
But in a client situation, sometimes I find that more women than men, they want to be more than the therapist relationship. And I'm not talking about a sexual thing. I'm talking about I want to be your pal, or, hey, do you want to have coffee sometime?
Right.
But what happens is that if you decide to blend the two, and now it's okay to do that ethically, but you have to decide.
Yeah.
You have to make an ethical decision. Is your friendship going to impinge on their therapy? I always stay away from that because
the boundaries get too crowded. Complicated for me, because who else am I supposed to hang out with?
Well, exactly.
Single women, and single women are obviously going to be sharing any and all relationship
issues. That's right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then
right.
I feel like burdened.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
So you can say this person is taboo in terms of our relationship and talking about it.
Right.
But you and I can go out and have a good time and do whatever we do and
kick up our heels
and do girl
get
stuff
drunk,
together. That's
whatever.
Right. Go crazy.
Hit
go
on
party.
Guys in Malibu.
That's it, girl. And that's right. So that's a really interesting
scenario,
side point too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've had a couple of boxes indicating calls pop up on the computer air here. And they've blown out. So
you mean they were ringing and you didn't catch them? Or
I think they went up on the screen and then they went boom. They were up for a little bit and then they hung up. So let me encourage you all, if you want to ask any questions for Gina Hendricks, my special guest today, 323-203-0815
is
the phone number.
And let me just say, I do not want any of you people listening to write me on Facebook and say, that was a great show. If you did not call in, you're not allowed to communicate with me on Facebook.
You are a firm taskmaster,
call
girl.
Call in, god dang it.
Yeah, gosh darn it.
And I want to hear from you.
By the way, if you do want to, communicate with Gina, you can find her at her website, exclusiveinla.com. That's
correct.
One word, exclusiveinla. That's very nice. Kind of rolls off the tongue there.
Thank you.
Not mine, but exclusiveinla.com for Gina Hendricks. And, of course, again, if you want to call, 323-203-0815. So we were talking about, girlfriends.
Yep.
And another part of your business is to help empower and motivate women,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, Do you think women, haven't they changed after, let's say, 20 years of self-empowerment and I don't know, getting motivated in terms of their own feeling more secure about their lives and their goals? And
yes, but I think that what happens when you remain single for a long time, or if you're divorced and you're back in the dating pool, and especially living in Los Angeles or really anywhere, but when you get into your late 30s and 40s, dating and just life in general just gets harder. Everything gets harder because you have, in a sense, you don't really have fewer options, but you feel like you have fewer options.
Sure.
There's
sure.
ways to kind of reboot your beliefs and your blocks and your habits, which is what my book Love Life Makeovers is about, which I am editing it, and it will be
cool.
It was done, but I wanted to add parts and change things. So actually that will be done and ready within give me three months max.
How exciting. Well, the first book was really good. Really, it was a fine book and really informative and helpful.
Thank you. And you read it, that's right. But I wanted to go in and just tweak things and because this has been my own mission. And so everything I talk about to women and everything I say, it's because I'm basically in the same boat. I've been single in LA since 89, dated people, I've had relationships, but pretty much I've lived this life of being single. And so it's interesting how you see when we're in our 20s, just more go with the flow.
Exactly. Hey, we have a call. Let's check it out. All right, doll.
Alrighty.
Good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Michelle here and Gina Hendricks, my special guest. Who's this? Hello? Hey, well, all right.
I was all excited.
See what I'm talking about, girl?
I was excited and afraid at the same time because I didn't know what the hell they're going to say.
Excited and afraid. That's kind of...
That's how I go through life, actually. Anyway, so what I was saying is in your 20s, you're like super hopeful and you're really easygoing and you're not judging people and you don't care. And that's really when it seems to be a lot of people connect and get into relationships, Then as you get in your 30s, you get a little bit more analytical about everything.
That's right.
And you're kind of making plans, yeah, and you're kind of planning it out and being a little more strategic. Well, then you get in your 40s, and it's sort of like the glass is now half empty, mm-hmm, because of all the failed relationships you've had. Mm-hmm. Now you're judging too soon. People judge each other way too soon.
They
do. You know, and you just kind of are going through life just sort of waiting for the person to drop the other shoe on you. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Oh, totally.
I see that as a common
totally.
Mistake everyone makes.
Yes.
They try to pigeonhole people, mm-hmm, and they try to prejudge them way too soon. And I think that we need to be reminded in our 40s and beyond, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that we kind of need to keep a little bit of the mentality we had in our 20s.
It's really true. It's
just being really open-minded.
Yes.
And sort of going with the flow.
Exactly. I totally agree. What a great advice.
Right. So when I say empowering, I mean, mm-hmm, I just empower women to remain close friends with their friends and not throw them to the wayside when they meet a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And also just encourage them to keep changing and growing every day. Because, mm-hmm, it's been the journey I've been on, mm-hmm, and it's been amazing.
Yes.
I've transformed my whole life in, you know,
so
three,
cool,
4 years.
Tell me about, can you talk a little bit about your journey and
sure,
what you've discovered? Because I think a lot of people really are in that boat of being in their 30s and 40s, and they,
absolutely,
haven't found the right one, and they've gone on a lot of dates or had a lot of social experiences and, you know, dumped people or been hurt.
I think first and foremost, it's we have a tendency to want to be, you know, bitter and just sort of stay in our comfort zone,
because, mm-hmm,
it's easier.
Yeah.
Why not? But you absolutely cannot stay bitter, and you cannot stay in your comfort zone. You just,
mm-hmm,
can't. I mean, that's just like you're in quicksand there.
Right.
So for me, what happened was I'd always sort of been a bit of an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm,
but never took quite the leap of faith that I took when I started my business, my matchmaking service. So I was a wardrobe stylist. I always dreamed of doing other businesses.
Yeah.
And I loved doing wardrobe, but wardrobe was just up and down financially. Up,
well,
and down,
sure,
up and down.
You have to wait for the next movie or TV,
absolutely,
show or whatever.
And,
yeah,
you know, maybe they don't think you're hot anymore, meaning, you know, you're not the hot stylist today. Maybe you're the hot stylist tomorrow, whatever.
Right.
You know, it's always
right,
up,
right,
and down. So
it is.
It was like that for me,
yeah,
for 10 years that I had the career.
Yep.
And, you know, I wasn't able to buy a house or, you know, have the latest car because I was just doing production. It's a lot of hustling,
mm-hmm,
going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you look like the most fabulous, I was sitting in the front row of fashion shows looking like,
right,
this hot, fabulous. I was on Style Network. I was,
right,
on shows as the celebrity stylist.
Right.
It's an illusion. You look hot and great and famous and all this stuff, but the reality behind it was,
right,
you know, I didn't really have a lot of money to do a house and have stability in my life. Right.
Right. Right.
So then I decided to just follow a passion that I always had, which was I've always been great at connecting people,
right,
and I've always been interested in how people meet and
right,
connect in LA. So a friend of mine was in an entrepreneur group with me, and he said, Gina, I think you'd be a great traditional matchmaker since,
mm-hmm,
you've kind of been doing it for friends. Take a leap of faith. I'll fund your company. We'll get you up and running, and you can be a matchmaker. I was like, huh.
So what a great idea.
I read a few books.
Yes.
I had no idea I'd actually have to be a businesswoman because when I became
so
a
funny.
Stylist, I was just a stylist. Didn't
That's
have
right.
to be a businesswoman.
There you go.
But boy, with this business, it's been such a learning experience, and I've actually gotten smarter. Smarter than I ever realized I was when
smart,
I was doing wardrobe.
Lady.
Believe me, I wasn't this smart when I was doing wardrobe.
No,
it was dormant. I guess maybe it was dormant. But I took on the challenge. And let me tell you, 2009,
mm-hmm,
when that was really the first year of my business,
mm-hmm,
was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I ruined all my credit cards. I lost a lot of friends because I was really took that ultimate leap of faith.
Yes.
And at one point, I mean, I was like really rolling the dice to where I didn't know, thought I was going to have to live in my car at one point.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, seriously. But this is what's empowering about sticking with the journey.
Yes.
Because I didn't have to live in my car ultimately. But a lot of my friends jumped ship because they were really frustrated with me seeing me deal with all of this and not willing to let go of the dream of wanting to see this business to success. I remember several girlfriends, you know, saying, Gina, this is not working.
Yeah.
You've got to just go and get a regular job and give
right.
this up.
Right.
And I just would not take no for an answer.
Well,
I was
good
just
for you.
Determined.
Bailing is not a good girlfriend, though.
Right. That's true.
Those are not true friends.
Several of my long-term girlfriends jumped ship.
Well,
interesting.
That's what's their fear about?
Right.
What are they hanging on to? You know, that they're
one
projecting
of them is in that bad
you.
Relationship that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
So,
got
yes,
it.
Yes.
Okay.
But I miss them very much. But oh well. So anyway.
they can find you.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, I just hung on to it. I was
mm-hmm.
just bound and determined, and I really am glad that I did because I decided to just not only hang on,
yeah.
but try to climb up this ladder as fast as I possibly can,
right,
which
right.
I actually have. And I mean,
you have.
In 3 years to have multimillionaire clients and billionaire clients
yes.
and now celebrity clients,
mm-hmm.
If I can do it, anybody can do it. And so that's my message to women, especially to women. And so it's a lot of people want me to be, you know, in a relationship mm-hmm. and they want, but I say a couple things. First of all, this is the first time in my life where I've not been completely boy crazy, like most women get. And like what I talked about, how women get like crazy when they get in a relationship.
Right.
I've been that woman. I've
right.
been that woman too.
I think we all have.
Right?
Right.
So for me, I have goals with this business. You know, I've got my nice new little car now. And
it
now
is a
my
nice
next
car.
Step, thank you, my next step is to buy a house.
uh-huh.
And I want to have some things for myself.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
And I'm in my 40s. I don't know if I'm going to meet someone and have a child. But if I set my cards up right, then adoption for me will be an option.
Sure.
But I have to get my credit in order. I have to have money. You can't
That's
adopt
right.
a baby if your life is not
oh, it's true.
In order.
Yes.
So for me, the journey has been just this huge transformation of changing my entire life to where now I have options. I have a lot of options.
Yes,
and
you
it's
do.
Awesome. And so I just
yeah.
want to empower other women.
You know, that's the thing. And I've always, as long as I've known you, you know, for 3 years, it seems like we've known each other about
Does
3 years,
longer.
Huh?
Yeah.
Does seem longer. You've always been positive. You've always had that very, you don't dwell on the negatives in terms of how I know Gina.
Right. No, you can't dwell on the
But you have this almost, you know, sort of like this positive manifestation thing going on, your energy level.
Right.
You know, not to be trite, you're a vibrational
yeah,
level.
Thank you.
Gina,
nice.
You have a very high vibrational
My
level.
My mother was always a go-getter.
Yes,
I will give
exactly.
her that. She was a hustler and a
well,
go-getter.
Well, there you go. That's
yes.
where you got that
That's absolutely where
role
I got
model,
it from. Yes.
you know, from.
Yes. Yes.
And isn't that wonderful? And she was probably very encouraging to you as well. You can
yes.
have anything you want. You go, girl.
Sure.
And
absolutely. I mean, she was very, like, fantasy mm-hmm. thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm
Nothing
sort of
wrong
a,
with that.
I'm a hybrid of fantasy and reality. Like, I, you know, yeah. But I think that part of probably, like most people, my mother and most of my family, they all live in Memphis. But, you know, she sort of wanted a lot of great things. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of times you're limited by how big you can think and how
right.
big the leaps of faith you're willing to take.
Exactly.
But ultimately, my mom would not. I mean, my mother, it was unbelievable in terms of, you know, she'd quit a lot of jobs. But she'd hustle and she'd get another job right away. And she was always glass half full for her.
Right.
Always the glass was half full.
That's right.
So that's definitely what I have.
That's a great model. You know, and if only more of us, you know, had that particular model, you know, we'd be a lot more, we'd have a lot more, you know, self-esteem just to go for it.
Right.
You know, and believe in it and all that. And see, this is what a lot of people who are, you know, business coaches and motivational speakers, they say, continue to follow your passion.
Right.
Continue to follow your dream.
And believe me, there was
yes.
a part in the beginning
yes.
where, you know, I was like, and looking back, I really hadn't been with the business long enough to really, but I remember in the beginning when times got especially tough, you know, and friends were jumping ship and I had no money, I was crying on the phone to someone and I was like, they always say, you know, have, you know, do what you love and
yeah.
things will come. And I'm
right.
like, where is it? You know, where
That's
is
right.
it?
That's right.
And you know what? You have to get through it because
yes.
you really do have to. Nothing's going to come easy. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's true.
I'm on the other side of it now and it's fantastic.
Right.
But, you know, you have to do a lot of work.
You do.
You just have to do a lot and you have to be willing to do the work.
Exactly.
But it's worth it.
And, you know, sort of zen-like, while you're doing the work, you have to enjoy that journey. And you're
yes.
always enjoying that journey. That's what I see from you.
Absolutely.
Which is so cool. You know, talking yeah. about empowering women and helping women not go to old habits
mm-hmm.
for fear they're going to get dumped or will, you know, not be accepted for who they truly are. Be
right.
yourself. I have a lot of, you know, middle-aged women in my practice. Young adults as well. And one of the most common things they say is, you know, I'm on the internet, I'm out there, I'm trying, I meet a lot of creepy guys in LA. How can I really determine who is the right person for me? How can I find the right relationship? You know, once I meet these guys, once I go out with these fellows, you know, I'm always doubting. You know, we talked about that earlier. I'm always like waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe he's cute and all, but maybe he's, I don't know. He keeps talking about his ex or, you know, there's these little red flags that keep, you know, popping up in their mind and they're just old fears.
Sure.
So how would you suggest that they sort of get their minds set to just focus on finding the right person and some of the tips to help them?
Well, first of all, I would say that's a big question. Okay, here, let me tackle this.
Okay.
That's a good question. So first of all, I think, and I encourage all women and anyone, doesn't matter. I mean, not everyone has the money or the resources to hire, you mm-hmm. know, someone like myself. And quite frankly, you have to be careful when you hire other matchmaking services. They're not always honest. So I be very, very careful
before
you spend
looking,
your money.
They're not looking really to, it's about money.
You. It's
right.
more about money for them.
That's
yes.
right.
So I think that the internet is an awesome resource, and I really encourage people. People are like, oh God, it's so much work. Yes, it's work. But again, everything is work. If you want to see the rewards,
right.
you got to do the work. That's
exactly.
just the way it goes. So saying that, the good thing about online dating is the fact that there's tons of options, right? But with tons of options comes good and bad. So you're going to have more bad guys, more good guys. And it's the hard part is certainly sifting through it.
Right.
So I think you can structure your profile in a way that you don't give too little information and you
right.
don't do a diatribe. The diatribe, mm-hmm, the long, all that is just way too much and it freaks people out. I also would say that don't post too many photos of you.
Right.
I'd say 3-4 photos max. It's all they really need to see. They need to see 2 clear like headshots
mm-hmm.
and a body shot
right.
of you. And don't lie, don't deceive, none of that, because guys don't like that. They don't.
No.
Because you've got to show up and meet them, and if you
right.
can't deliver, believe me, it is all downhill
exactly.
from there. Believe
the moment
me.
You sit down.
Yes, believe me.
right.
So be honest and create a good profile. Now, when you're searching for people online,
mm-hmm.
I'm leery of guys that look too cute online. You know,
mm-hmm.
if they look too cute, guess what? There's a line around the block for that guy.
Sure.
And he's probably a kid in a candy store.
Right.
So he's not necessarily going to be ready or serious
mm-hmm.
about finding a real relationship,
mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
think. I think women, especially if you really want to get married and you really want to have a child, you need to go for those guys that just look like a regular guy. He's not stylish. He doesn't look funny. He doesn't look, you know, like the stud. He just looks like a regular guy. And then read his profile and see if you have things in common.
Right.
Telltale signs, too, if somebody has a weird, like, profile name, like,
oh.
Hustler man, or I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just giving you an example.
You're right, right.
You know, hot for you, or just those to
yeah.
me are red flags that you should
exactly.
pick up on. So
yeah.
I think, you know, women, we don't want, no, people in general don't really want to gravitate to just sort of the regular person. You know what I mean? But if you are a woman who just wants to really get married and have a good, normal life and have a family, you really need to give those regular good guys a shot. And then when you go and meet them,
mm-hmm.
don't judge. Don't
right.
judge. Just go and have a good time.
Yeah.
Don't say, oh, he said this or oh, he said that, or, you know, just go and have a good time. And if he asks you out again, go again.
Exactly.
If he was horrible for whatever reason, then
right.
don't go out with him.
All right,
but if he
right.
was just a nice guy and you had an okay time,
exactly.
I think you should always go out with somebody 3 times.
That's a good idea.
Before you decide to
right.
To rule them out.
Right, exactly.
If you really want a relationship,
yeah.
you should.
Unless it's like you said, the date from hell.
Right, unless he's,
you know, they're talking about
horrible.
Their ex and they're crying and they're sharing too much
Absolutely.
Information about their lives.
Or he's hitting on the waitress, or he didn't bring his
oh.
wallet, or
right.
I've had all those scenarios
Whoops.
Happen.
Yeah,
you know?
I think
yeah.
we all have.
Yes,
you know, it's
absolutely.
So funny.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's different, you know, for guys too. How would you, of course, you work with your clients, your gentleman clients, who, you know, want to have them keep a low profile, and you really help them out and encourage them on how to possibly approach women or whatever.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. My guys don't really need the approaching the women because
right.
my guys are studs. But other guys that are my friends or
yeah.
guys that I just advise as well, you know, it's interesting what I notice about men. Men are funny. They do not read the profiles. They just look at a picture and they want to date with you. They
there
want to
you
date
go.
With you. And it's frustrating
mm-hmm.
to the women
right.
because you're wasting our time.
Mm-hmm.
If, like,
right.
I've gone out with a guy before and he showed up, and I'm very clear in my profile
right. Right.
how I've got 4 cats, I got a houseload of animals. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Showed up, and fortunately, we've remained friends. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
But typical guy.
Yeah.
He's like, we're talking and something about cat hair, and he's like, oh, cats. I'm allergic to cats. And I go, well, I have 4 cats. It was in my profile.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read that. Even in my headline, it says,
right.
read my entire profile. They still don't read your profile.
right. They just
so,
look at you and go, wow,
she's
really hot.
So
she's really beautiful.
So then I think if that's the case, then make sure you do a couple of emails,
mm-hmm.
just 2 quick emails.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the emails go on and on. Give them your phone number. Let them call you up. Or you could call them, whatever you're
mm-hmm,
comfortable
mm-hmm.
with. And then kind of go over a few things and make sure you don't want it to be an interview, but, you know, I now should work into
right.
the conversation. Oh,
yes,
that's
exactly.
one of my cats back there. Or, you know,
by the way.
So
yeah.
that they know what they're getting into. So we're not, when we meet, we're not wasting each other's
right.
time. You know?
Or in your profile picture, have the cat in your hand on one of them.
I don't advise. I don't really advise that. And I don't advise. I do have one picture up where I'm with my dogs at the beach. But in general, I don't think people should have pictures up of them and their children. And they do all the time. Men have them
right.
and their children. Women have pictures
yes,
of their
absolutely.
Children.
They do.
Never have pictures with you and your child on the internet. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion. And your animals, you know, really make the dating site just about you. Because mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. problem is people are looking for any kind of sign of negative. They're looking for any negative
baggage.
Sign. Isn't that terrible? Yeah, they are.
They got baggage.
So if they see
most
you with
people
a
have
cat,
baggage.
They go, if they see you yeah. with a cat, they go to,
cat
oh,
lady.
My God, crazy cat lady. Exactly, exactly. And while I have a lot of animals, I'm just a crazy animal person. That's, let's be
you
clear.
You are. You're nice.
Not just cats. But yeah. what, and so... Again, like I know one girl in one photo, she mm-hmm. looked skin and bones in her photo.
Mm.
And I said, those guys are going to look at all the photos and they're going to see that one mm-hmm. and they're going to say to themselves, she's anorexic.
Yes.
You know, they go to, so I had her take off that photo
right.
and then all of a sudden she got a flood of emails from
right.
guys.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. So
yeah.
keep it brief, few pictures, you know, and, mm-hmm. and be able to kind of, I'm really good at reading through the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
guys, you were asking me, they don't really read the profiles. Mm-hmm. I advise guys to spend a little bit more time mm-hmm. reading through the profiles so that they do not waste their time. There's also ways, because they'll say, she showed up, she didn't look anything like her picture.
Wow.
Well, there's ways to be able to look at those pictures and tell,
right.
is the furniture outdated behind her?
Right.
Is her hairstyle look old? Like,
right.
there's ways to tell
exactly.
if the photos are current
yes.
or not.
Yeah. It's really true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, if you want to call in, 323 and ladies, 323-203-0815. Still have some time left to talk with me and my guest, Gina Hendricks, the relationship expert and the founder of Exclusive Introductions, a boutique matchmaking service for extraordinary men. And, of course, she helps out women as well. She's got her talk show here. It's, you know, in the evenings. It's Friday, right?
Did you say Thursday?
Thursday
so,
at 7 p.m.
So last night, I had my show, and I had on that 29-year-old virgin, the
that
girl.
That must have been really interesting.
It was really, you know, we had callers, and a lot of the
yeah.
girls were really in support. So, yeah, my show's here Thursday night,
7 p.m.
Yep, correct.
Here on LA Talk Radio. Great time for you to listen and call in and ask Gina any questions or her guests who
yeah.
she has. And it's called Beyond Beautiful Gina Hendricks, which you are.
Yes,
you
well,
certainly
thank you.
Are, girl.
Well, and so the thing you were
yeah.
asking you earlier about the show and
right.
what kind
yeah.
of brought about. So because I meet so many amazing women
mm-hmm.
with having this business,
right.
I just decided that I wanted to come back to LA Talk Radio and do a show, but I didn't want to necessarily limit it to like love life makeovers. I
right.
wanted to just open it up to where I could bring women in, and I'll probably bring guys in as well, who can just have conversations with me
mm-hmm.
about just anything and everything. And
right.
learning about beautiful people from the inside and out and just
mm-hmm.
all aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, it's great.
It's kind of general, but it's just I love talking to people. Obviously.
I know you do, and this
and
is great.
So it's fun for me. So.
This is why the business you're in is amazing. You're so lucky because you've probably always been social. You've probably always been like a mediator type role, or always kind of beyond understood what's going on
sure.
with other people and intuitive in conversations. So I just mean this. This is what you are, and you're so lucky, and then you just kind of fit into this profession like a glove, and you didn't
yeah.
give up, which is
no.
which is really the thing to do, and it's great advice for other people. It's you're a wonderful role model for other young women who are looking to, you know, start a business or
absolutely.
You know, follow their dreams.
You got to stick with it, and even when, you know, like I said, even when everybody was jumping ship
yeah.
on me and things
yeah.
didn't look like it was going to work out,
yeah.
I just your mind controls
mm-hmm.
so much of everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to do a 20-day cleanse coming up. And so
nice.
It's 20 days of raw food. And
wow.
people are like, oh, my God. But if you think about it,
yeah.
20 days is nothing.
No, it really is.
And your mind,
so fast.
And your mind controls everything. So if you make up your mind to do something, whether it's the 20-day cleanse or whether it's to start a new business
mm-hmm.
and sort of risk it all like
mm-hmm.
I did,
yeah.
You can do it. You
right.
can do it. You just really, it's all in your mind. It
right.
Really, everything is, your mind is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. It is. I
yeah.
mean, that's basically, I teach that. I work with that. It's not only cognitive therapy. It's changing your thoughts to change your life, of course. You know,
oh,
it's all,
great.
You know what it is.
Love
it's,
that.
It's quantum physics.
Now, why haven't you written a book, or have you?
Well, it's in the process
okay,
thereof.
Good.
And I'm not going to say the title because it's pretty, I think it's a really good idea. And it does have to do with changing your thoughts, changing your life. There's
great.
So many hundreds and thousands of books on that. But
right.
this gives a little bit of a different twist that focuses more on the psychological aspect.
Great.
Because a lot of people who are so-called spiritual people and mm-hmm. quantum physicists who believe in manifestation, the law of attraction, you know, all of mm-hmm. those belief systems, this is a little bit out of the box because it has to do with actual therapy and psychology.
Okay, that's fascinating.
But it also has to do with biology of the brain. And we can change
wow.
the biology of our brain.
Oh, you can.
Totally.
Interesting.
And so that's what it's about. And I'll be talking more about that.
Like, see,
but
now
thank
I'm
you for
interviewing
so you're
you.
Interviewing me. So
you should
that's
come
it.
Actually and be a guest on my show now.
I would love
it.
To.
That would be
I would
great.
Love to.
Look, I've booked us on Sam's show. Now I've booked you on my
hey,
show.
Hey, baby, we're booking. We be booking.
We are booking.
If you guys want to call in live here on LA Talk Radio, we've had a couple of boxes pop up, and for some reason they've gone boom. We took a call. It went boom. So I don't know what's going on, but
so
just go ahead, give it a try.
They'll write to me on Facebook and they'll say, I tried to call.
Uh-oh,
oh,
I'm in
on.
Trouble.
I'm
give it to Gail.
Excuse.
Give it to Gail. 323-203-0815 to talk to Gina or exclusivenla.com, of course. That's her website. If you want to communicate with me, you can find me at docmichelle@aol.com. And have any questions for Gina or whatever. I have my iPhone here and I'm online, so if you want to ask any questions, you know, go for it. Right here, docmichelle@aol.com, if you'd like to ask Gina Hendricks a question. So it sounds to me like you've really made a wonderful change in your life. Well, as long as I've known you, you've sort of been the same positive, you know, driven person, which is great. But your business now is so successful.
Oh, yeah. That's
which
great.
Is, this is so awesome. I just love it. I mean, I've always seen you as successful. So there's,
why, thank
you know, no,
you.
No, really. But I think, you know, you talked about the LA woman.
Right.
And the LA man.
Yes.
And it's difficult here because you do have to be. On the outside, beautiful. But
yes, you do.
You know what I'm saying in presentation, where you're going out and dating and meeting and greeting.
And it's interesting.
And, yes.
You know what else I've noticed?
Yeah.
So you need to look a certain way if you want to attract a certain type of guy.
Yes.
So if you want just a good guy, then, you know, you can just be an average good girl if you want an average good guy. Now,
yeah.
if you want a millionaire, multimillionaire,
yeah.
you need to look the part of a girl that would date a millionaire or multimillionaire. Now, it's interesting because with the billionaires, what I've noticed is even if the women are, you know, in their 40s,
mm-hmm.
these women, their mm-hmm. bodies
mm-hmm.
are like the Pilates body.
Oh, yeah.
The body is kind of the biggest deal.
Sure.
Even more than the face. But their bodies, it's pretty much
mm-hmm.
A theme I've
yes.
noticed, especially with the billionaires. These the men who have private planes and yachts, these guys want women whose bodies are insane. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's the Pilates body. So ladies, mm-hmm. if you want a billionaire, if you want a man with a yacht and a plane and the whole bit, you know, I do advise getting a Pilates body for yourself.
Pilates body. That works. But, you know, and it's not about, it's not only about that. It's,
no.
It's about, you know, discovering who you are, empowering yourself as well,
I
which
mean,
you
see,
help people with.
It's interesting,
yeah.
though, because I look at it from two different sides.
Right.
You see what I mean? So.
Yes.
So that's kind of, I think,
yeah.
what I bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I understand mm-hmm. that there's the exterior
mm-hmm.
part of it, and then I understand and appreciate both. I
mm-hmm.
appreciate the exterior part of it, and I appreciate the interior part
mm-hmm.
of it.
Absolutely.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with everybody who wants something better for themselves being the total package.
No.
Because let's face it, women, I find, are just as superficial as men.
Yes.
So women want the hottest guy, the best guy as well.
That's
so
right.
I just think everybody needs to be realistic.
Yep.
And if you want certain life for
mm-hmm,
yourself,
mm-hmm.
you've got to bring it. You've got to
exactly.
bring whatever it is you want. You've got to be able to bring that to the
right.
table.
And that's true. And
yeah.
psychologically speaking, trying to help people, you know, who are trying to look for the right relationships. Well, if they have self-esteem issues, a lot of people who come to me, if they have, you know, problems, unresolved issues with mommy or daddy in the past or guys who've hurt them and girls who've hurt guys, you know, whatever, if they come in with all of this stuff, and they're really reaching and trying to find the right person, I say, you've got to work through some of this baggage about, you know, who you are.
Right.
You know, not seeing yourself as a victim anymore of this stuff.
Which is really hard.
Because you're an adult.
I think the victim thing to put away is really hard.
Yeah, you get to choose now. You're an adult.
Right.
You know what you don't like. You know what you didn't like. You know what messages you got when you were young.
Right.
Which weren't necessarily very positive. You felt low or had no self-worth and had to struggle all your life and bought into it. Today is the day you're not going to buy into it anymore.
Right.
Today is the day you're going to change. And why? Because you came here to be happy. And that's what life is about. And I'm not talking about narcissists
no.
who are ignoring everything. And
right.
I'm perfect and I deserve the best and I'm not going to work on myself because I'm perfect. No. It's, you know, that there's no place
there's
for that.
There's a balance. Life is about balance.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you tell clients sometimes maybe you should get a little help with your past issues? Do you ever do that at all?
Let me think about this. I say to them, I will point out negative things that I've noticed. Mm-hmm. You know, I've said to mm-hmm. a client, mm-hmm. You know, it seems to be consistent. Several of the ladies are saying this, mm-hmm. and it seems really negative.
Yes.
So you really need to be aware of it. I say things like that.
Yes.
Because I think maybe even saying the word therapy to somebody, mm-hmm. It could be they could take it to mm-hmm. to say, you know, that I'm saying something is wrong with them, psychologically
right,
wrong with
right,
them.
Right, right, right.
Whereas I think that if they're willing and open to help, that they would be able to kind of ascertain that I'm saying they do need help by saying this is a pattern, you need to be aware of it.
That makes a lot of sense.
I think if somebody was into self-improvement, they would say, okay, so maybe, and who knows, behind the scenes, maybe they are going to see somebody.
Exactly.
And then I'm bringing an issue up that they can then bring up to their
right.
therapist.
Makes sense to
yeah.
me. We're out of time, girl.
Oh, I know. It goes by so fast.
It does. As always, my guest to have... to enjoy is Gina Hendricks, relationship expert, professional matchmaker, the founder of Exclusive Introductions, the boutique matchmaking service for extraordinary men who want to meet extraordinary women. Of course, you can check her out on her LA Talk Radio show every Thursday night here on LA Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Beyond Beautiful, Gina Hendricks. And you are that, my dear.
Thank you.
Thanks for being such a great guest. By the way, you want to get in touch with Gina, it's exclusiveinla.com. Exclusiveinla.com. Questions or comments about today's show? Yeah, give me a shout, of course. DocMichelle@AOL.com. Love to hear from you. And, of course, as I always say, you know, in keeping what we said, take care of yourself first. See? Then you'll be great for other people. That's the way it works. Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.